Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer with me as well today. Now, last week or so, you know, because of all this stuff we were doing with Single Scott, I have been, paying attention, doing a little bit more on Facebook, trying to bring everybody together and let them know what was going on with that. In the process, I've kind of gotten some updates on folks that I didn't expect to hear from or know what they were up to. One of them was our roving reporter, our World Underwater Scholarship recipient, Megan Cook, for 2012. She got that at the Chicago Dive Show, and she's touring right now all around the world and, expanding her diving horizons. And I started seeing these posts from Megan up on Facebook from Key Largo, because she's been working with Captain Slate down there at Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center on her instructor rating. And she is on Scuba Radio right now. Megan, how are you?
Hi there. It's great to hear from you guys.
Well, back at you. So you've been down there with Captain Slate learning how to become a dive instructor. Is that the case? Is that what you've been doing or what?
That is correct. That's one of many things I've been doing since I checked in with you guys last. As of tomorrow, I will be a dive instructor. Dun, dun, dun.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
It is unfortunate, however.
Uh-oh, what?
Well, I mean, it's nice that she's going to be a dive instructor, but she will not be the best dive instructor in the world.
Well, only one person can be that. So,
Meg, you are the best dive instructor in the world.
Yeah, well, with time, Megan, it'll give you something to aspire to.
You could have Brazilian swimsuit models walking around behind you saying that all the time.
All in due time, you know, baby steps. Got to work up to that.
Exactly. Well, at least she's a player. She's willing to just go along with that one. Fair enough. Megan, you're learning quick. Good on you for that. Now, let's talk about, first of all, why is tomorrow your official day? What do you have left in your instructor training that tomorrow makes it the big official I'm a dive instructor day?
Tomorrow I'm just finishing up the last of a checklist of skills. I'll be out in open water tomorrow with some students, or some faux students and instructors as students, and be teaching them some skills and being sure that I'm ready to present those skills at the professional level. They also gave me the tip-off warning that something is going to go wrong, and it's my responsibility as a dive instructor to be able to handle that situation underwater. So
I was going to ask
on the edge of my seat.
Yes. I was going to ask that, because if you take dive instructors out to be pretend students, they are going to be a pain in your behind.
They're
going to
punk
you. No two ways about it. They're going to turn off their air. They're going to tell you they're out of air 3 minutes into the dive. They're going to tell you they can't clear. What sort of things happen in your instructor training checkout, Mr. Dive Instructor?
Oh, you're asking me.
I'm sure they did the same thing to you.
Well, yeah, there was that one time when the guy conveniently forgot his swim trunks, and that kind of threw me a loop a little bit there. You know, I didn't know we were doing a night dive and seeing a full moon kind of thing.
Hello.
But yeah, you know, they do some typical things where they'll do a skill wrong that you're trying to watch them and teach them, and then they're supposed to mimic what you do, and they may not do it properly, and you're supposed to point it out and say, hey, I gotcha. And then, you know, you correct them, and that's what they're trying to make sure you catch those kind of things. Now, I don't know, Megan, is it a paddy dive instructor you're doing? Nowy, what, who, what? Which
I'm doing SDI, TDI, although I've had the option later in the year to cross over, and I'm excited to learn all about all the different agencies and how they're teaching.
Got it.
This week we've had kids sea camp, which means Captain Slate offers this program for local Keys kids to learn how to dive when they're over, once they've reached 10 years old and they're under 18. So this week, as part of my instructor course, we've been helping teach 9 different new divers, and we just finished their course yesterday. So that was really good practice for seeing all the things that can go wrong and how to handle that and how to teach different students with different challenges.
Yes, well, exactly. Kids are a handful in them, so they're almost as difficult as trying to train like Bill or me. So, you know, I can see that preparing you accordingly for the real world.
The thing with a kid is a kid does the things by accident that we do on purpose.
Well, maybe. But, all right, so, well, congratulations to you, hopefully in advance. Tomorrow is your big day, and everything works out well
for you.
Now, some of the pictures I saw on Facebook, however, were you down in Key Largo? Looked like you were participating in Captain Slate's creature feature dive. Were you doing that too? Were they giving you a little insight on how that whole operation runs down there in Key Largo, or what?
Definitely. I've gotten to dive on a whole bunch of creature features so far. This is twice a week, and this is Slate's famous sort of signature dive. The creature feature is a chance for divers to get up close and personal with all sorts of misunderstood marine life. It's a feeding, and he feeds goliath grouper, moray eels, barracuda, and nurse sharks right there. It's a chance for you to interact with the animals and really get a different perspective on them. So there are some photos up on Facebook. I have made good friends with one of the nurse sharks, and we did a little bit of cuddling this week.
Oh, did you? Now, was it Hot Lips? Did you see Hot Lips? Because there's a nurse shark down there that we actually helped Captain Slate name many years ago.
Nice.
And I know Hot Lips pops up down there every once in a while and gives everybody a smooch. Which one was
it? You know, I don't know that it was Hot Lips.
Okay.
It may have been. There have been a few different new sharks coming in, as well as they're working on working with a new barracuda. The big barracuda they had has disappeared, which hopefully doesn't mean it was fished off. But they just named a new barracuda the other day, Adam. The person who feeds the barracuda out of their mouth first gets to name it.
Uh-huh.
And dive instructor Adam down here wanted his name to live on in perpetuity.
I know, Megan, because we knew you were going to be on, of course, Megan Cook is the Our World Underwater Scholarship winner for 2012. Captain Slate wanted to call up, and he had something he wanted to say, right, which he thinks sums up your time down there in Key Largo.
Okay. Well, yeah, there you go. Does that sound familiar?
It sounds familiar. Yeah, that is the Captain Slate signature.
Yes, that is his recall system down there when he wants people to get back to the boat. That's all he has to do. Yay! Hello, that's enough. I just ate before we came on the air today. So.
He had onions today.
Oh, it's bad. But yeah, I mean, he's a great guy, though, isn't he, Megan? I mean, I can imagine.
Don't put her on the spot or anything.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Well,
he's listening.
He's been a supporter of the scholarship for a long time. So this is always a place that scholars come to the Keys and get to experience great diving, and he's very generous, you know, putting us up here in a place to stay, and certainly mean for a memorable stop. I've been here on and off for a few weeks in between other experiences, so it's been a nice time.
Yeah, well, and he's a character in his own right, for sure, and he's very, he's just very accommodating. Just a good old boy, Florida boy. And it welcomes everybody in with open arms, and you'll just have a great time down there at the Creature Feature, or just any of the diving down there in Key Largo. All right, so you wrap up your training tomorrow down there, you become a dive instructor, and now you're off to where again?
Next, I'm headed to the Bahamas.
To the Bahamas. Oh, you next, though, right? Yeah, and so you're going straight from becoming a dive instructor to go become a shark feeder? Is that what you're going to do with Christina and those folks at Unexo? Is that what you were telling me the other day?
I am. I'm going to go down there and work with Christina Zanotto, who's a Women Divers Hall of Fame inductee and just a fantastic diver and friend of the scholarship. She's invited me to come down to do the shark feeder course, as well as my intro to cavern course, so that I can try some cave diving later on in the year. I'm really looking forward to it.
Nice. Now, you're sure you got that right, that you're doing a shark feeding course and not being fed to the sharks for the entertainment of
the
other folks?
You know, I've got to trust Christina on that one.
Yes.
But I should check the small print.
Well, she's pretty legit. I think she'll take care of you nicely. Yeah, they run a great operation over there. You'll probably end up doing the whole chainmail thing, and you're going to do the whole shebang over there, I bet, huh?
Definitely. Stay tuned for photos. You can see them on Facebook or on the scholarship blog at owussnorthamerica.org.
Nice. All right. Well, Megan, enjoy your adventure. You're well on your way. She's going to be traveling the year all around the world to these different dive places and doing this and that and everything. And she's going to check in with her progress as she does that and kind of rub it into us so we can wish we were her, right?
Yeah, of course.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I do like the water.
Water and fish. If you pay half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, build producer. Now, this week, we got a lot of emails, like I said earlier in the show, and we do appreciate all the thoughts about Single Scott and that kind of thing. It was all good. But I did check in with several people that I hadn't heard from this week because of that. And one of them was Jerry the Diving Guy. Now, Jerry... I met him at the DEMA show last year here in Orlando. He had been listening to the show, and he came up to me, and we started talking. And he's from, he's from the backwoods. And Mountain Divers is the dive operation he runs out there. Well, let's let him tell the story. Jerry, how are you, my friend? Good to hear your voice.
I'm here, buddy.
You're here. Now, once again, Mountain Divers is where? It's back in the sticks just a little bit. Well, it's in the mountains, first of all.
Back in the mountains of Virginia.
Virginia, that's it. All right, so it's, they're known for, they're not known for diving there. I don't. They're known for other things there in the mountains of Virginia, one of them being
Moonshine.
And he's evidently, he has some moonshine that, well, you've been saving since Christmas for us or something. Is that what the deal is, Jerry? Something like that?
Well, I ain't drunk it yet, so.
You ain't drunk it. That's all that matters. As long as he hadn't drunk it, it's still there waiting for us to claim. So, because you can't ship this stuff over state lines. So we haven't figured out the way to, I don't know, to travel with this substance. That's a tricky little thing there. I don't know. I've been watching that Discovery Channel show. Was it Moonshiners or something like that? And and trying to pick up a few tips on how we could claim this little gift he has set aside for us.
I was watching another
document. You got to go diving with us.
You got to go. That's what it is. We got to go diving with him in order to claim
it. It's lens cleaner.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that'll clear your lenses right up from the inside.
Is that true? I don't know, Jerry. What do you think?
Probably eat the lids off.
It might just eat them off. That's right. It'll fuel your car, I'm guessing, too, if nothing else. But
it'll fuel your tank.
That's right. That's right. All right, so we got to go diving with you. That's the trick. And he did email me this week through Facebook, and he said, Greg, hey, I got this trip coming up. You got to join us off the North Carolina coast. So you're in Virginia. How far you're going to drive over to, what, Morehead City? Is that where you were telling me? There where the sand tiger sharks are?
Yep. It takes me about 6 hours.
6 hours. Okay, so that's a fairly good location for you to take some of the divers from your area over there and do some diving and go visit the sand tigers on some of those wreck sites, I'm guessing. Is that what the deal is or what?
Yes, sir. That's it. We go down, spend a few days on the wrecks, play with the sharks. Hopefully no lionfish, but...
Hopefully no lionfish. If so, just feed them some moonshine, and then you can have your way with
them.
Feed them to the sharks. Why not?
I'll tell you what. I think that some moonshine and a little bit of molasses. We're working on a good syrup here for our
I think there's a chapter in the Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette about just that, actually, and book number two. We'll have to look that up. But Jerry, so, how often do you go over to that part of the country to do some diving?
Try to go down a couple times a year.
Right.
Last year we didn't get to make it. Too much stuff going on, but this year we're going to try to go.
Yeah, so how many people you got lined up for this trip that you're going to, I guess, what, in a few weeks? Middle of July, is that what you're telling me, something like that? How many people you got signed up already?
There's about six of us right now.
Yeah. And these are all local divers from your neck of the woods there in Virginia, or what?
Oh, but a couple of them, some from Chicago. Some of my friends up there is coming in to go.
All right. So, are you doing any training while you're out there with us with these folks as well, or is this just a friendly little dive trip that you go out and just play for a few days?
No, it's play time for me.
It's play time. All right.
Thank God for that.
What do you need some play? Are you a little too stressed out there in the hills of Virginia right now?
Too much.
It's too. What's the deal there? Locally, where do you dive? Is there a local river? Is there a mountain stream that you're working on your skills or what do you do out there at mountain
dives? We've got a few lakes around. We've got some rivers we dive.
One decent sized still.
Is that what it is? Maybe. They're pretty big. You do a checkout dive in a still. That'd be a nice little feather in your cap, so to speak. Maybe, I don't know, but I'm guessing there's not a lot of dive operations in your neck of the woods. Is that a fair assessment or no?
There's just a couple.
Yeah, just a couple.
Besides me, so
yeah. So you do this a couple times a year. So is this your big dive trip for the year or what?
Oh no. We've got other things in the works.
Yeah. Now, what about our trip in Turks and Caicos? You going to come out on that or what?
Well, I registered for it.
Registered? Okay.
All I could do is hope that I'll win. Yeah. Maybe we can get Drunken Santa to draw the names.
Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Have you sent him a little email or something saying that if he puts in a word or two for you or helps stuff that ballot box, you might have a case of this moonshine with his name on it, that type of thing? You've been working the system.
Well, we might get him a couple gallons.
A couple of gallons. That's all he needs. That'll last him at least a month or two.
A weekend.
And good point. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. So you're looking forward to possibly winning that one. But where else?
It would be nice.
What other type of dive trips do you have planned for the year outside of this thing in North Carolina?
Well, we'll probably be loading up going back to Florida here before fall, and then we've got Florida trips in the fall. Trying to get maybe a Bahamas trip lined up and try to do some of the Caribbean stuff maybe this winter.
Yeah, you'll just go wherever the spirit takes you, as long as the price is right kind of thing and the weather is cooperating and things are good back at home, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get on your airplane once you get your license and you can take us.
Well, we can make that happen. And, you know, we might need that moonshine to fuel the plane. I mean, you know, that's always a nice little backup plan. You need to get
a
little
further.
You think
we can get through customs?
In the fuel tank.
That's right. That's right. What do you got in that fuel tank there, son? It's fuel. Yeah. Oh, why does your breath smell like jet fuel? Yeah,
no reason.
We just got to get our story straight before we go.
We had to siphon it out.
Yes. That's right. We just had to siphon it out. We were thirsty. What are you going to do? I'm sure they've had that story before. All right. Well, Jerry, enjoy yourself there in North Carolina. I do appreciate the invite because he did invite us to go. I'm going to be traveling around that time, so I can't. But Bill, maybe you. You want to go up there?
It's possible that I might just go up there. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a cool dive.
Why don't you just go up there and do a little run for us? You hear what I'm saying? I don't care if you dive or not, but that moonshine, I'm tempted. I'm intrigued to
Fill
find
up
out what
Prius.
This stuff tastes like. All right, more coming up.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Sound pretty appealing. I have not done those dives off the North Carolina coast with the Sand Tigers. I've heard time and time again that is a phenomenal dive, and the wrecks there are really nice. And I'm hoping to eventually work out a broadcast from Divers Alert Network headquarters, which is about 2 hours west of Morehead City. I believe they said it's only a couple hours from the coast to go dive there. So we have been talking about going to that part of the country and working a little scuba radio adventure. So we'll see how that comes together. As far as my diving has been lately, I honestly haven't been doing that much, but I am planning to do, lobster mini season is towards the end of July. I'm going to work something in there. CJ and James, my dive students, and Scott, my handyman, they want to do a little run down to the Florida Keys over the next few weeks. And right now, I am right on the edge of doing my first solo in my flight lessons, my flight training. So ideally, what's going to happen over the next few months is that we're going to fly down to South Florida and do some diving. And then I can kind of do it on my own schedule. So I've been kind of focused a little bit on getting that thing. This whole landing issue that I've been having on my flight training.
Got that figured out yet?
I had my first feather-like landings this week, Bill. I had a breakthrough. I was like, yes, this is what it's supposed to feel like, as opposed to, you know, coming into the runway and then we hit and it's like, you know, one of those type of things. Yeah, that's what it is. But now I finally had three, I think, this week, where I landed it and was like, ooh, that went the way it's supposed to go. And so I might be finally getting a hang of this flying thing. You know, I'm nowhere near taking passengers, but someone like Bill, I could throw him in. And I'm thinking, you would go with me, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Yeah, sure you would. You just say that.
because I don't want to.
No, I know you're just saying that because of public perception and stuff. But no, he has my back, and he would.
Oh, I've got your back.
He'd sacrifice.
On the ground.
What?
I've got it.
No, come on, let's go fly.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba, scuba, scooby dooby dooba. Here we go, scuba. Come on.
Okay, I want to say when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio. The first radio devoted to diving.
Yeah, see, he would fly with me. You would fly. Come on, Bill. Don't be such a wuss.
No, it's not a wuss.
We'll fly over the water. So if we go down, you just jump.
I can go swimming. Yes, yeah. That'll be perfect.
You'll be good, man.
You know what? I really want you to let me know that for sure you've got the landing thing down.
Well, no, I got...
Fly, yes.
I got...
Land, no.
No, I got... I can land. There's no problem landing. It's just a matter of how gently do I land. Sometimes they're like feathers, and sometimes they're not so much.
Yeah, once we've got bricks completely out of your system,
yeah.
I'm okay with trying.
All right, fair enough. Big Wave Dave is on the line. He is planning his next road tour for the Be a Diver pool. Is that right, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Yeah, actually, this weekend at home, actually, a little family reunion today.
Little family reunion. Fair enough. All right. So you got that to take care of. Put in a little family time before you hit the road big time with the Be a Diver pool, right?
You got that right. Yeah. This week I'm going to do a little diving and do some geocaching, plant some treasures underwater. So hopefully somebody will go find those in the summer.
All right. So now this geocaching thing, you're going to find the geocaches or are you going to go ahead and plant some? Or a little bit of both.
I'm going to go plant some. I'm going to actually go check one I went planted last year to see if it's around or not, and then put a couple more out in a quarry out here in northeast Wisconsin.
All right, and in Wisconsin, and I'm assuming those are lakes. There's not much else there. Are there the ton of lakes you got to work with then? Or where
there are some pretty great lakes.
There's some
around Wisconsin.
Yeah. Great ones, yeah. But
we got Lake Michigan. It's got some phenomenal reptiles. And you can start, some start as 15 feet of water, 100 feet. You know, if you go out there in late July, August, the temperature will get up about 60 degrees. So pretty comfortable.
Okay. Well, fair enough. If you say so, I'll go with
you. Well, I know you need 80, but not all of us can live by that.
Well, we try. We can always strive for it. I don't necessarily achieve that either myself. All the time. So
I know how that goes.
Yeah,
but otherwise, I got a cool thing coming up in August besides the tour. We're taking 10 wounded warriors down to Bon Air to introduce them diving and certified. A bunch of them are different disabilities. It's going to be a great time.
Nice. Where at in Bon Air are you guys going to do that?
Well, luckily, Captain Don's Habitat sponsors all the lodging and all the diving, and then we've got equipment manufacturers like Oceanic and Henderson donate gear, a bunch of the restaurants donate the food. It's just a fantastic week. I mean, if any of your listeners want to be involved, send me an email. We can always use an extra little bit of cash for some of the lunches. Be at bigwavedave@dema.org.
Okay, for bigwavedave@dema.org, fair enough. So, Dave, you know, when you're traveling all around the country or the world, for that matter, you know, you've seen a lot, and I just kind of want to open up this conversation a little bit this week because, you know, I know you have a lot of dive experience. You've been to the Philippines, you've been to Bonaire, you've been to all these lakes and things with the Be a Diver pool and working that in. What are some of the coolest dives that kind of do it for you personally? I mean, is it this geocaching thing? I know you enjoy doing that yourself, but is there a particular critter or type of dive you like to do yourself or what?
You know, I guess I'm kind of like the hodgepodge of diving. I mean, being up in the Midwest, I do enjoy the Great Lakes diving with the wrecks that we can see. But on the other hand, I sure don't mind jumping in the water like in Bon Air when it's 84 degrees and you just wear a t-shirt.
Yeah, so you're really open to everything is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much my passion, which is my hobby, is underwater photography. A lot of people tell me I should submit stuff, and you know, contest. But right now, that's kind of my hobby. You know, diving became my life, passionate life. So I got to have one thing for my own enjoyment.
Well, there you go. See, that's something new. I didn't know you were doing the underwater photography thing. What are you using? What are you shooting right now?
I actually use the Micro Four Thirds, the EOP one from Olympus with a CNC strobe on it, and tons of pretty good shots. I mean, I've actually had a couple shots in Alert Diver that have been posted.
Nice. All right, but are you kind of one of those, you're like a closet photographer, or you're any...
Let's not question whether or not he's in or out of the closet, if he's taking pictures, if he's posting them on Facebook. Really, what have we learned today? It's everyone's personal choice, and what Big Wave Dave does in the privacy of his own closet is really up to Big Wave Dave.
Well, you know, I used to develop the pictures in the closet, but hey, nowadays you're digital, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, so he's out of the closet. So fair enough.
But, you know, photography is a very fun thing. It's easy. I do a lot of macro stuff over in the Philippines and also in Bonaire, so I've got some pretty good shots from that.
Yeah. Well,
says we have to do that. I need to do on one of your dive trips sometime, so they can get Greg the Dive Master and Big Wave Dave diving together.
Well, there you go. And you know what? You're diving, or you're using the same photography setup I have right now, and I love doing that as well. But I got to tell you, and I've been fortunate enough to have a couple people publish some photos I've taken as well. But I definitely feel that it's been more purely out of luck, and maybe I have a good eye for mermaids. Or something. I have an eye for talent in that sense, and I'm able to get some interesting shots. But I'm a little bit shy when it comes to the taking the pictures and putting it out there for, in the professional world, because, you know, I can't tell a hill of beans difference sometimes between a really great shot and someone who really knows what they're doing. I think it's, and I think it was someone like Marty Snyderman said to me once, it really... It's just a matter of the percentage of good shots when you're a professional photographer. So it may take me 500 shots, but I might get a really good shot out of those 500, where as opposed to a real photographer, it might take them five. Is that kind of where you find yourself in that category as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. It's either where you shoot, old days we used to shoot a roll of 36, you maybe get five spectacular pictures. But, you know,
right.
Your dad are looking right, everything. So, you know, I'm definitely up in percentage, but I also have my own eye of what I like. So.
Yeah, well, exactly. And fair enough. What about a particular type of critter? Anything you like to take pictures of, or just whatever happens to be in front of your
eyes? Right now, recently, a lot of the news, in the Philippines has been probably the biggest thing lately.
All right.
But I also do enjoy going inside, shooting some pictures of some of the older rats, too.
Fair enough. All right, Dave, I'll let you run. Sounds like we're losing your cell just a little bit there. But beadiver.com, go there, check out the Be A Diver pool tour schedule, and you can hook up with Dave right there in the pool. And hook up's not the right word, but go diving with him. Right, Dave?
That's right. Just give me a shout-out, and we'll do some diving together.
There you go. Fair enough. All right, Big Wave, Dave. Out of the closet, in the pool. And what? He might take he'll take a picture of you while you jump in the Be A Diver pool there.
Yeah, he might just do that.
Yeah, well, he does. They give you a picture to take home.
Right.
So that's a good thing. You want to have sometimes you need to have proof for your friends that you went diving.
That's not what it is, I don't think. Because you have a very different perspective, and I would say skewed perspective on diving.
How do you mean?
You and our next guest, Neil Watson, have a skewed perspective of diving. Because you go diving all the stinking time. And sometimes I think in the back of your head you say, I don't even know if I want to go. Someone like me who gets to go infrequently.
Yeah.
When I see I have a picture of my house, a framed photo that Bob Evans gave me from the time we went diving with Bob on that liveaboard trip. And every time I see that picture, I think, I have got to get back in the water.
Right.
And I think that's what that picture does for somebody who's at the Be A Diver pool. It's that I've got to get back in the water. I've got to feel that again in something larger than this tank. I got to feel this in the water. I've got to figure out exactly what I'm doing. I got to know what I'm doing. I got to get myself in the water. I got to go diving. That's what that picture does.
Well, you're right. Pictures do inspire you, especially when, you know, when I was going through all those photos that I posted up.
Especially me
in
neoprene. You know, I'm willing to send out pictures of me in neoprene to make people think I have really got to get in the water and get as far away from this dude as possible.
So it's more of a threat, some type of thing as far as motivation. Pain is a strong motivator.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, when I was working on those photos and going through some of these photos for Scott that we posted up at the website this week, you know, I looked through all these things. You know, we're in Fiji. We're in the Bahamas. We're doing this and doing that all over the world. And I'm like, you know what? I'm coming back to the studio today, and I need to get the hell out of here. I'm going to go spend 2 hours staring at Bill across a glass, and I could be
any kind of lucky he's going to have pants on, but there's no guarantees.
Thank God the window just goes down to his waist. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. Taking pictures and that kind of thing, I definitely is a good motivator to get back in the water and, yeah, it reminds you of those good times and those things. And you're right. I'm a little bit jaded. Slightly, maybe, but that's
nothing
okay.
Compared to Neil Watson. He's coming up next.
Okay, well, let's see. He can outjade me.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We gotta
get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, Bill, the producer, and the hardest working man in the dive industry, Mr. Neil Watson, definitely abides by the 80-80-80 rule when it comes to diving. I think you proved it last week over there in the Bahamas. Is that right, Neil?
Oh, man, that was fantastic. I'm going to do it again next week.
Really?
Heading over to Bimini on Tuesday.
All right, and 80-80-80 means what? Let's make sure everybody understands.
Well, yeah, that's my minimum dive standards. The water temperature has to be at least 80 degrees, the air temperature at least 80 degrees, and the visibility at least 80 degrees. So, yeah. You know, and fortunately, about 10 months out of the year, I'm in that window where I dive.
I see. Now, I thought that this was, I thought he was suggesting you were 80, and you're nowhere near that old.
No, no, I'm only 10 years in dog years.
That's right. Good point. All right, so last week you were actually out on a yacht in the Bahamas. Where did you go exactly? We're out in the Bahamas last week.
Well, we went over to West End. You know my buddy Mark, you've ridden on his the Witch's Granite, you know, 82-foot horizon yacht.
Great
guy.
It is
absolutely spectacular.
Yeah.
So we went over to Old Bahama Bay at West End, and I stole Stewart Cove's dive boat over there, and we went out and dove Mount Olympus, which is just an incredible dive. It's like 20 miles from West End, but it's worth the trip. I mean, it's just spectacular. You know, there's two big atolls that come up to about 50 feet and then drop down over 100. And then there's a great little wreck in like 20 feet of water, been down close to 100 years, I guess, called the Sugar Reef, which is very cool. It was carrying sugar when it sunk a steel wreck. A lot of life on it. Very, very cool. A lot of fun.
Nice. Now, with this big yacht that Mark had, I mean, I forget, how big is that? How long is it? It's maybe 100
foot? 82 feet.
82, okay.
82 feet.
So when you go out to Mount Olympus, are there moorings out there, or how do you dive that? Or do you got to drift over it, or what?
Or do it's you got to anchor it. You know, you got to have GPS lineups. And,
right.
And usually I'll take the anchor down and hook it into, you know, some hard pan or something to keep from messing up, you know, throwing it into the reef.
Right, right. Well, but, you know, I've been to that site before, and that is very, very, just a beautiful site. But because of those two pinnacles, it does attract a lot of marine life to the area, because I guess a lot of it, or at least in the nearby area, is more flat and sandy. Is that right, if I'm remembering correctly? And it just kind of protrudes up out of the ocean there like that. But why do they call it Mount Olympus? Just because it's a mount, you think? Or do you have any idea of the origin of that name?
I have no idea. I know that the liverboards were diving it probably first because it was so far from shore.
Yeah.
And whoever discovered it called it Mount Olympus, and it stuck. But why, I don't know.
Okay. Well, just something to think about, I guess, next time.
You've
when
been given your
part.
Assignment, Mr. Watson. Next week, we'd like a three-page, please, essay on why it is called Mount Olympus. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, you know, I thought he was going to come up with something like, well, there's two pinnacles, so Mount Olympus is a stripper we used to... encounter in NASA.
I was going to say with those two pinnacles, had I discovered it, you'd already have been named something different.
Exactly, that's what I'm guessing. Yes. So
there you go.
So you did a little diving off the West End, and that's where you guys kind of hung out then for a few days, and then you said you're going out again next week. Is that what you're doing, or what?
Well, I'm going over to Bimini on Tuesday. I've got a group of divers in, and Wednesday we're going to do a day trip down to the Victories and Bull Run, you know, do the shark dive down there, and then on the way back we'll pull into Honeymoon Harbor. We got a great little stingray city in there, and we'll do lunch and if we got time, stop at the Sapona, you know, the concrete ship, just, you know, make a big fun day of it.
You know what? Hold on. Wait a minute. Neil, you said something in between all that stuff. Did you hear that? He said Bull Run. Did I miss something? Is there like a running of the bulls there in the Bahamas?
Yeah,
I'm not aware.
It's bull sharks.
Yeah. It's running of the bulls, but it's bull sharks.
Really? And that's where?
You put on a red scarf and you try and swim faster than a bull shark. And if you don't,
That's it.
You try to move the cape around in front of them.
Right. I got a. We draw straws. The loser gets into red wetsuit. Right.
I like it. All right. Remind me never to go diving with him. But I want to see the video and the pictures. No, I'll go. I'll just make sure I'm not wearing red. I'm not.
The two runners up get slightly injured fish to carry with them on the journey.
Maybe. All right. Fair enough. Well, Neil, thanks for the update. Enjoy yourself in Bimini next week, and we'll check in with you again real soon, my friend. Okay.
Okay, buddy. Have a great one. See you guys.
There you go. NeilWatson.com. Go there. N-E-A-L. Watson.com.
Nice.
And you can visit one of the nicest dive facilities throughout the Caribbean. He has several you can go to. We're talking about doing some Bahamas adventures with him over the next couple months. A little run. He's mentioned, a couple places. Down in Rum Cay and... Maybe there at that West End. Mount Olympus sounds pretty good. I haven't been there
a
long, long time. That right off of that area, I believe, is the sand flat area or where you can go see the wild dolphins.
Okay. Yeah, is that when you saw it? Did you go there when you went on that wild dolphin
Well, there was one in Bimini, but there's another one off of the West End of the Bahamas pod that likes to hang out there. All right, well, that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Each little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we didn't look here. Now we can fuck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.